So we're trying to finish our Chazara, which hopefully we'll finish today, and then if we have time, we'll begin Emes Hashem the next sugya. So at the moment, we're on the Mem base Amud Aleph. If you remember, we just quoted the halacha that the base Haskilah is not merely outside of Bezdin, but it's actually outside all three machanos. And we had a discussion, however, where's this learned from? So we're on the Gemara Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Mino Hanamili, the first word on the line is ki. Ki Heichi. So Mino Hanamili says the Gemara, Mino Hanamili. How do we know that the Beis Haskilah was situated outside all of the three machanas? The Tanur Rabbanon. Hoytzeyes HaMakalel El Michutz LaMachaneh. The Pasuk says, take out the Makalel, the Haskilah, outside of the Machaneh, which we translate to mean chutz legimel machanos. How do you know? Ata oimer chutz legimel machanos oy einoy elo chutz lemachane achas. Maybe it's merely taking him out of one machane. How do you know that the pasuk means three? Ne'emar kan michutz lemachane, v'ne'emar b'porim hanisrofim. With regard to remember the Purim when the Bezdin or the Par Kohen HaMashiach when they make a mistake. So there's a special halacha that the cow, the par, is not burned in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it's taken outside of all three machanos. And it says the words, Michutz LaMachane. So therefore, Mala Alon, Chutz LaSholesh Machanos, Afkan, Chutz LaSholesh Machanos. Just like Purim HaNisrofim is outside of all three machanos, as we'll see in a moment how we know that, so too, because of the Gzeirah Shavah, also with regard to the Skila says the Gemara v'hosam minolon, and how indeed do you know that to be the case in Purim HaNisrofim? The answer is the Tanan Tanur Rabbanan v'hoytzias kol ha'efer o michutz la'machane chutz l'sholeish machane. It says with regard to Purim HaNisrofim, as mentioned, take him out the machane, which we understand to mean three machanes. How do you know? Oy einoy. When it says, which is an unnecessary pasuk. So if I have an extra pasuk, that's now to tell me, take him out of another machaneh, which is the second one. And then furthermore, Kushoimel Michutz Lamachane Bedeshen, Shein Talmud Lema Sher Kva Nemar al Srafa Dashen Yisarev, Litin Loi Machane Shlishis. So I have three psukim that say with regard to Purim HaNisrofim, take him out the Machane, out the Machane, out the Machane. Take the power of the cow out the Machane. Three times means three Machanois. And by virtue of the fact that we have a Gzeirah Shavah, we now copy and paste that all the way to Skila. Says the Gemara, one moment, v'leilef mishchutei chutz. Mala halon chutz lemachana achas, afkan chutz lemachana achas. That surely we can learn from shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is the prohibition, one is not allowed to shecht karbonos outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside of the machane. And there's no three machanes there. What does it mean, chutz lemachane? It means outside of one machane. So maybe we should use a gzeirah shavah. Maybe it means the same thing. So too, in the case of skila, take him out of one machane. So how do I know to compare it to Purim HaNisrofim? Maybe I can compare it to shchutei chutz. Says the Gemara, no, it's more similar. Mistabra miPurim HaNisrofim. Logic dictates that really we should learn from Purim HaNisrofim because it's more similar. Why? Shekein hoitze, it says the word hoitze, el michutz lamachane, machshir, umechaper. It's a preparation for a mitzvah, it's a kapara. Those are common denominators between skila, which is also a mitzvah of Bezdin. And therefore, there is a lot of commonality between Purim HaNisrofim and skila. That's why I compare the two. Says the Gemara, one moment, adarabba. There's many common denominators between shchutei chutz. Shekein Odom, Choyte, B'neshama, Pigul, various other factors which we're not going to get involved with now. A lot of halachas which would seem to be common to Shchutei Chutz and Skila. Says the Gemara, no, but Machshir mi Machshir Odifle. It's better to learn one Machshir, means Machshir, it's a preparation for a mitzvah. Shchutei Chutz is not a mitzvah, to the contrary, it's an Aveira. Therefore, logic would dictate that it makes more sense to learn from Purim and Nisrofim that you've got to take him out of three machanos. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, I agree that the Beis HaSkila is outside three machanos, but I learn it from a different limud. Moshe, Heicha, Hava, Yosef. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu situated at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the instruction? The Machaneh Leviyah. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Levi, so he was not in the first Machaneh, he was in the second. V'omar le'Rachmana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hoitzi es ha-makalel al-michutz la-machaneh. That's chutz la-machaneh Leviyah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take him out of the Machaneh, which Machaneh is that? The one that he's currently situated in, Machaneh Leviyah. So take him out, that's to Machaneh Yisrael. And then it says, Vayotziyo es ha-makalel el-michutz la-machaneh. Again, it reiterates, they took him out of the Machaneh. That's another Machaneh, chutz la-machaneh Yisrael. So therefore, I don't need three psukim, two is enough. He was in the Machaneh Leviyah, take him out once, take him out twice. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, but surely that last pasuk is not part of the instruction, it's just narrating the story. Hai mi boyalei la'asiyah. Surely that pasuk is needed just to tell me there was an asiyah, it was performed, it was done. So when the Torah says, and they took him out of the Machaneh, that's not part of the instruction, that's just the Torah, narrating the story that yes, it was performed, says the Gemara. No, Asiya behedya ksiva. I don't need the Torah to tell me it was done because the fact that it was carried out is explicitly written elsewhere. Top line of the Gemara, Ubnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu did exactly what Klal Yisrael did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore I know that this story was carried out. So why must the Torah nonetheless say that they took him out of the Machaneh? Obviously, that's an extra pasuk for the drasha. Says the Gemara, Elomeato. If that's the case, Vayirgumu oisei even, it says they stoned him with a stone. My of delay, what is that to teach me? Don't tell me it's there to teach me that they actually carried out the instruction, because you just told me I've got a pasuk that says, Ubnei Yisrael asu, they did everything. Terence says, no, that pasuk, you're right, is extra. It's there for another drasha. Ahu mi boyale. That is to teach me the following halacha de Katanya. We have learned in a brayso, vayir gumu oisoi be'even, oisoi v'loi. He is stoned, but not wearing his garments. Even she'imeis be'even achas. Yotza. It says Evan in the singular to teach me that even if he died just having launched one stone at him, that's enough. So therefore, that's what we learn from that pasuk. Now, ve'itzrich lemichtav Evan, ve'itzrich lemichtav avonim. In one place the Torah says Evan in the singular, and in one it says Evan or avonim in the plural. Why is that? How many stones must he be stoned with? Seems to be a contradiction. In one place it says Even in the singular, and another place it says Avonim in the plural. Says the Gemara, no, I need both. Why? The Ikos of Rachmona Even, if the Torah would have said Even in the singular, I would have thought that's all you launch at him. Hava mina hecha deloy meis b'chada. Maybe if he doesn't die with that first Even, then that's it. He's managed to escape, survive. Loy neisi achriti, I shouldn't bring another one, a miktelet, to kill him. Because if the Torah only would have written Evan in the singular, I would have thought that's all you launch at in one rock. And if it kills him, it kills him. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So that's why Kosav Rachmana Avonim. That's why the Torah says, no, actually, it's got to be stones in the plural. V'i Kosav Rachmana Avonim. But if the Torah only would have written Avonim, what I've thought? Hava mina me'ikara nesi tariti. I would have thought, even from the outset, I've got to bring two. Therefore, Kosav Rachmana Evan, that no. You start off with one. You don't have to use two, but you can. That's why I need both of these psukim. Says the Gemara, v'ho haitana ne'emar komar. But didn't the Tana say ne'emar? This is explicitly what's written in the Psukim. And if it's written in the Psukim, then I learn from Purim. So how can a Rapapa now come along and say, no, I actually learned from another Pasuk. What do you learn from another Pasuk? Rapapa is an Amira. You can't disagree with the Tana. If it says ne'emar, it's stated as a Gzeira Shava, then apparently the source is a Gzeira Shava. So how can a Rapapa say, no, actually, I've got an alternative source. How can that be? How can that be? Says the Gemara, no, he didn't mean ne'emar. What he meant was iluloi ne'emar koma. What he meant was, had it not been written, v'achi koma, imuloi ne'emar kra, then are you see oimek gzeira shava. But achshav kra is gzeira shava loy tzorech. To be perfectly honest, the Tana just meant that had it not been a specific limud, then indeed I could, in theory, I could have learned from the Gzeira Shava, but now indeed that there is a pasuk, the Gzeira Shava is unnecessary. Rav Ashi now comes with a third explanation, a third possibility, similar to the second. Omar Moshe Heicha Yosef. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu situated? He was in the Machane Leviyah. Is chutz lamachane Yisrael. In other words, there's two words. There's chutz and there's machane. Chutz lamachane is a double word. Take him out of two rishuyos, two machanes. If you're in the first, if you're in the second, you're in machane levia, take him out of two machanes, all the way outside of the third. The yotzio is a makalel, when the Torah says, and that's what they did, we don't learn anything from there. As we said before, that's just la'asiyah. I asiyah behed yiksiv buhu u'bnei Yisrael asu kashativa Hashem es Moshe. Ahu mi boi leichad l'smicha v'chad l'dechiyah. One, that there was a smicha, they all had to lean on him, and one, a dechiyah, they wanted to have to push him off. So therefore, there were two factors involved in what was actually carried out halacha l'maisa. Om le rabbonu rav Ashi l'didcho. Kol hani hoitzi d'ksiv b'porim anisrofim mai dorashis buhu. So they said to Rav Ashi, if you learn that chutz and machane always has to be darshan twice, so all those three droshes in Purim HaNesrofim, turns out that it's not three. How many droshes is it really? It's really six. So what do I learn from them? Someone says, you're right, kasha is very difficult. Very hard to say that mechutz lamachane is a double drosha. If it's a double drosha, then it turns out that in Purim HaNesrofim, if you have three psukim, then it's six droshes. We don't have any drosha for them. Okay, Echad Oy made Omar
Rabbi,
Avunach.
just a quick question.
Nachum, you there?
I'm here. I just can't put my screen on, but I'm here.
Yes.
So, just a style of the Gemara question. Here, Rav Ashi gets asked a rebuttal question, but like Rav Papa did not.
There's nothing wrong with Rapapa's Mahalach. Rapapa's a beautiful Mahalach.
But it's
This.
different than the first Mahalach. So why
Again,
don't
Rapapa.
they ask him? Why don't? What do you do with these psukim?
No, to the contrary. The Gemara asked on Rav Papa, how can you ignore Gzeira Shava? How can you come up with your own drasha? And that the Gemara explained, don't worry, because even the Tana didn't mean that we literally learn from Gzeira Shava. It just means, had there not been another drasha, then in theory we could have learned from Gzeira Shava. But in actuality, we don't. Fine. So therefore, Rav Papa is now great. The only one that's difficult is Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi's drasha, differently to Rav Papa, says that when it says michutz lamachane, that is a double drasha, one from the word michutz, one from the word machane. If so, then the gzeira shava never made sense in the first place. Not just the gzeira shava, forget the gzeira shava. Why indeed does the Torah write three times in Purim HaNesrofim in the words chutz lamachane, with that double phraseology michutz and lamachane? Why does the Torah do that? What am I learning from those psukim? Even if there's no gzeira shava, I don't learn from Purim HaNesrofim to Skila. But in Parman Nisrofim itself, why would the Torah need to write this phrase three times, which according to Rav Ashi is a double drosha each time? So it's six droshas. We don't take him out of six machanas. That's shver. That's a shver only according to Rav Ashi. Okay. Omar Avuna Pshitali. On the one hand, it's poshut to me, says Ravuna, Echod Even Shaniskal Bo. both the stone that he is stoned with, ve'echod eitz she'nitlo bo, also the wood that he would be hung by, ve'echod saif she'nerag bo, or if it was with a sword, the sword that kills him, or ve'echod sudar she'nechnak bo, if it was chanika, kulon mishel tzibur. Obviously, who is the one who has to pay for those various murder or killing execution apparatus? That must be the bezdin, the tzibur. We can hardly expect him to have to pay for his own murder. Now the Gemara says, "My timer, demididei lo yomrinon lei." We're hardly going to tell him you've got to pay for your own zil velaisi veliktol nafshe. Go and bring it and kill yourself. So we can hardly expect this fellow to tell him, listen, you're chayev misa, and you're going to be killed by the sword. Could you please pay us for the sword? So obviously Bez didn't have to pay that. However, boy Rav Huna, but what I do have a question is, what about Sudar Shemenifim boy, the sus shera sumamidin? Remember, there's other expenses over here. Besides for the murder equipment, remember we have the sudar, we have the flags, and we have the horse. That's not in order to murder him, to the contrary. That's not in order to put him to death, that's in order to save him. Michel, me, who? Question mark. Who has to pay for that? Do we say that kiven dahatzolah didei? Because ultimately it's saving him, therefore midideh, who he should jolly well pay for it. Oidilmano? Maybe not. Kiven to beidinu mechayvin bahatzalah. It's true, it's saving him, but bezin mechuyev to save him. This is a principle that we'll be learning for several weeks now. Vehitzilu ha'edo. It's their mandate. The Torah has instructed them, they've got to do all they can to save him, so maybe they should pay for it. Is that for mididu? Unresolved. V'su further hard on Rav Chiya ba'ashi on Rav Chista hayoytze lahareg mashkinoyse. If somebody's taken out to be put to death, we give him the spices and the wine. Kadesha titarev daito, in order that his mind should start wandering, become a little bit drunk, and he'll feel the pain less. Shenema tnu sheichel oivde yain lamori nefesh v'tanya. It says in the Brisa that noshim nekarois, the very precious special ladies, Shebi Yerushalayim, Hoyu Misnad voice, they would voluntarily donate Umayvi and Oison. They would bring this Sheikha in order to slightly ease the death for him. So the question is, what happens if they didn't? Lois Nadvu Noshim Yekarois, if the Noshim did not donate it, Michel me. So who would have to pay for it? Again, very similar to the previous question. After all, it's in his interest. Says the Gemara, no, Havada mistabra mishel. That's got to come from the tzibur, because at the end of the day, kivun deksiv tnu, that pasuk we just quoted from Mishlei, it says tnu, you must give him, it's in the plural. So that's an instruction to Bezdin, mi did hu. So it turns out that the first question is left unresolved. Who has to pay for the horse? Who has to pay for the banners? Do we say it's his hatzolah, so he should pay? Or do we say it's ultimately Bezdin's requirement to save him, so therefore they have to pay. Says the Gemara, Boy Mene Rav Acha Bar Avoni, Bar Avuna Rosheshes, Omar Echad Min HaTalmidim. If one of the Talmidim said, Yesh Li Lelamid Olav Zuchus, V'nishta Teik. The Talmidim said, I've got something to offer. I think I can prove his innocence. And then he became dumb, or unable to communicate in any way. So what do I do now? Menapeach Rav Sheshes b'yodei. So Rav Sheshes just whistled in his hands and says, "Your question doesn't make any sense. Nishtatei kafilu echad b'soif ha'olam nami. If he didn't offer the zechus, he didn't offer the zechus. What do you mean that maybe he had something to say? Well, maybe there's something, somebody at the other end of the world who's also got something to say. So it's ein l'dover soif. Doesn't make sense." So he said, no, Hasam loy komar, acha komar. Over there, that maybe there's somebody the other side of the world said, but he never asked, he never said anything. Here he did. He said quite clearly, I have a zechus. So we're not just making it up. Remember, we explained last time there's a leida sasofik, the sofik has been born. Something concrete has occurred to suggest that maybe indeed he has a zechus. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to express it. But I don't need to be concerned that maybe there's somebody in North Mongolia who's got a zechus when Loi Kama hasn't said anything. Therefore, my shaila, says the Gemara, is a very fair question. My, what would be the halacha? Toshima. To Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Echo min HaTalmidim Shezika Umeis. One of the Talmidim who claimed that he's innocent, but then he died. Not just claimed he's innocent, but actually Zikar made him innocent. He declared and he explained his stance on why he thought he is innocent. Roy, say kiruchai, you've got to bring somebody else in his place. Zikar and loy, Zikar loy. Says the more fine. Pshitali, Zikar pshitali. But Omar is tiboylach. You're right. If he actually said Zikar, then of course that opinion cannot be ignored, but I've still got a question. What happens if, on the one hand, he did say, I've got a zechus, on the other hand, he wasn't mezakeh him, he didn't explain what that zechus was? That remains again as a question, and it is unresolved. Okay, the final piece of the Gemara that we saw, afilu hu, remember we said that even if the individual himself is about to be stoned and we claim that he claims he's got a zechus, you can bring him back again and again, four or five times. As long as there is mamish bedvarov. As long as there's some substance. He can't keep on crying wolf. I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. They drag him back. It turns out it's nothing. I'm innocent. They drag him back again and again. Obviously, that can't happen. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah was four or five times. What happens the first few times? Says the Gemara, afilu pam rishoino v'shnio. Even the first couple of times, even then, we would only bring him back if there's mamish bedvarov. Votanya pam rishoyin v'shniyah bein sheyesh mamish bedvarav bein she'ein mamish bedvarav machzirin oisoi. The Brisa says the first couple of times, even if there's no mamish bedvarav, I still bring him back. It's only mikan ve'eilich. Only after that, then it depends. Im yesh mamish bedvarav machzirin oisoi, ein mamish bedvarav ein machzirin oisoi. So what about our Mishnah? Amar papa targumo mipam shniyah ve'eilich. Yes, you're quite right. It's only referring from the second time onwards. In other words, after the second time, that's when it's important. Is there a difference between yesh mamish bedvarav or not? Now, how are they supposed to know? Mino yodi, le zugad. We hand him a couple of talmidei chachamim. So when he says, excuse me, I think I could defend myself. So these talmidei chachamim, who are competent dayanim, will ask him, okay, what is the basis for your defense? And if it indeed sounds to them that there's some type of substance, then they bring him back. But again, that it only happens after the second time. The first couple of times, they don't ask him that question. And as soon as he declares, I've got a tzad zechus, we will straight away bring him back. Why? V'lim sarlei. Why can't we give the Talmid Chachamim right from the outset instead of wasting everybody's time? Remember, he says, time number one, time number two, I've got a zechus. They bring him back. It turns out there's nothing. Second time, it turns out there's nothing. It's only the third time that he's accompanied by the Talmid Chachamim who make a brief investigation. Is there mamish bedvarav? So why don't I do that right from the beginning? The answer is, agav debois loy motzi omar kol mayde islay. Because he is scared. The first couple of times he is so petrified. Well, therefore, we're concerned that he won't be able to express everything that he has to say. So therefore, if times number one and two, he says, I've got a zechus, and these Talmid Chachamim would start interrogating him. Oh, really? Let's hear it. When he's so petrified, he'll freeze. He won't be able to say what he really wants to say. And if it'll turn out he's got nothing, they'll kill him. Mashain came after the second time, he's already calmer. So then, yes, we will briefly interrogate him and ask him, excuse me, do you have some type of basis, some type of mamish bedvarav? If so, they will bring you back. If not, then they put him to death. Okay, that Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach completes our Chazorah. We now take our foot a little bit off the pedal, we slow down, and we're now beginning the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph, Motzu Loi Zechus. So if indeed they find a zechus for him. As we've been discussing, the horses, the banners, they bring him back to Beis Din. We retrial. If indeed they find a zechus, they say, fine, okay, then potru, you're exempted. It's true, we initially passed in the Yochayev, but on second thought, says a zechus. But v'imlav, if I can't find a zechus, then yetzei lisakel, then it's got to be marched out to be stoned. And it certainly looks like now it's all over. The psak din has occurred. We've tried finding a zechus, but to no avail. I'm sorry, we say to him, it's all over. You've got to be now marched out for skila. The cruz yoytze lefonov. And an announcement went out in front of him. What was the announcement made as he's being marched off to be stoned? It said, Ish ployni ben ployni. This particular individual, Mr. So-and-so, the son of Mr. So-and-so, yoytze lisokel, is being dragged out, marched out to be stoned. Why al she'ovar aveira ployinis? Because he was over the following aveira, u ployini edov. This is all part of the announcement. And so and so and so and so are the edim. Kol mi she'yodea loy zechus. If anybody is aware of any tzad zechus, Yovoi v'yilmad olov, v'yilamid olov, is invited quickly, quickly to come, and mimelamed zechus. Therefore, this announcement is not just an announcement to inform people of upcoming news, chas v'shalom, tragic news, but rather it is in order for the purpose of saying, we could maybe, on second thoughts, maybe have a chance of saving him after all. So if we got a chance of saving him, this is the person, this is the Avera, this is what he is accused of, this is the Edim. If anybody's got a Tzad Zechus, please step forward right now, or he's going to be put to death. Okay, says the Gemara. Omar Abayim. V'tzorech lemeimar b'yoyim ployni. Part of the announcement has to add not only what he did, but when he did it. Why is that important? B'yoyim ployni u'b'sha'a ployni u'b'mokim ployni. You've got to announce it was this day, this time, and this place. For what purpose? Because Dilma may be Ikad de Yodi, because maybe there'll be somebody who knows about it. V'osu umazim lehu, and they'll be able to be mazim, put to death the first Edim, and disprove them. Remember, the Edim ha-mazimin can only do so if they're fully aware of the details. You can't come and say, excuse me, you are with us on that day, unless you know which day we're referring to. You cannot say you were with us in a different location if unless you know what the first location was. So therefore, Abaye is saying it's not enough merely to announce this person is about to be killed. You've got to say all the details, which day, which time, which place, which gives us now the possibility of being mazim the Aden. Now, if you think about it, it's a bit of a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Remember, we're doing absolutely everything we can to try and save this individual. So I understand that the announcement goes around town. If anybody can come up with a tzad zechus, please now offer your zechus. But what incentive do I have to announce the time and the location, which therefore could allow Edim Mazimin to come? I mean, if they do come, then I've got to put the Edim Zayimin to death. So why am I so keen? What have I gained? I've saved one person, I'm going to kill two others. So why does Abaya say that you've got to announce the time and the place in order to create the possibility of Edim Zomim? Well, if that happens, then we're still in trouble. In fact, we're in worse trouble because instead of killing one person, we're going to kill two. I'm wondering, Rabbi Yosef, in Art Scroll, do they address this point? Why are we so keen to create Zomim? No, did I say anything about it? Rabbi Yosef, no comment on Art Scroll? You're on mute. Okay.
I think we discussed this way back when, once upon a time.
Yeah.
I think we discussed that the Beis Din can only deal with one issue at a time. And the issue right now is that they have to try and get this person find as a chus for him.
Yeah, but I'm saying Mamonoshech. What have we gained? If Adam come along, so we'll say, okay, the good news is this guy's off the hook. Now let's be busy with the next two. If they're indeed proved to be Zomim, two of them are going to be killed. And if not, then the first one's going to be brought back to be killed. So somebody's going to end up being killed. It's just a question of who. They can't both be off the hook. If I had a way of exempting everybody, marvelous. Which, by the way, I do have a way of exempting everybody if I can prove the Edim wrong, but not if I make them Edim Zomim. Remember, we said we only put the Edim to death if they're made to be Edim Zomim, not Edim who are liars. Right? If it turns out they're saying a lie, there's a discrepancy between the two Edim. One says it was Wednesday and one says it was Thursday. Fine, so the whole case is thrown out. Wonderful. Then we exempt everybody. But if they're made into Zomim, then they're put to death. And if they turn out upon interrogation not to be Zomimin, well, then their Eidos is correct. So I have to put the first guy to death. So somebody's going to have to die here. It's either the first fellow or the second to Edom. Okay, a bit of a chiddush. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Be'ez Hashem, and Miss Hashem will take this up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.